Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know I'm weird. And I accept that. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8254. I don't mean funny looking or eccentric. I'm pretty normal by those types of standards, and certainly going about, when I say normal, I mean by old school standards, not the normal today where there's 71 genders. I'm a Christ-following, flawed human being, willing to admit as much. You know, it's kind of like going to Alcoholics Anonymous. And, I'm Kevin and I'm an alcoholic, you know. I'm a sinner. So are you. That's why I don't worry about it. I don't get all upset like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm admitting it, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. What is it? I'm a joker. I'm a toker. I'm not a toker. But I am a sinner. And I'm okay with that because I'm a flawed human being, but I don't, you know, it's not, and I don't want to absolve myself of sin. Sin is sin, but I'm not a bad guy. And you're not a bad person yourself. I know that because you're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com, the Kevin Jackson Network. But I'm still weird. I love family, friends, pretty much all human beings who strive for truth and righteousness, though we all fall short. I know, that's so weird, Kevin. But I really am. I'm weird. I'm gonna explain this. I learned how weird I was by watching movies. Yep. I watched The Untouchables. I watched New Jack City. I watched movies where a really evil guy had everybody scared. And I thought to myself, who would be around a person that they fear? He could just snap at any minute. And I think that it's this allure to power. Like this guy's a powerful person. Think of Saddam Hussein and all the people that hung around. At any moment, he could snap and just say, kill that person. Idi Amin. All these despots. Well, what you see when you see Al Capone and he's leading the mafia guys and everybody's afraid of Al. Closest friends, his family, they don't know if they're going to get whacked. I couldn't fear being around somebody. If I must fear you, I look at it as we're not friends if I have to fear you. And here's where I gets really weird, and you're going to say, Kevin, do you really want to talk about this? But I would just kill you. I know it. Weird, right? It's that simple. I refuse to live in fear. And so I watch conservatives living in fear. You know, Kevin, I could lose my job or somebody, you know, they could come and prick it at my house or whatever. Really? Okay. If you live in fear of that, what I would do is I would find a picketer who's picketing my house and follow him home, and then I'd get a group of people to picket their house. And I would do it for every one of the picketers. And eventually, you know what they'd do? They'd stop picketing me. You know, they're going to dox me. They're going to ruin my reputation. Let me tell you, if your reputation can be ruined that easily, maybe you ought to check yourself. I tell people all the time, look, there are things that I will admit to doing, and there are things that you know, and there is no way Kevin did. Like I told you before, if you find me in an alley with a heroin needle in my arm, you know I got killed. Somebody gave me the overdose. We live in fear of the people around us. I'm not talking about your family and friends. I'm talking about the people that are on the left. They're the Al Capones. I don't know who Wesley Snipes played in New Jack City, but he beat some dude to death. You know, they're that guy. They're the Saddam Husseins. You will capitulate or I will wipe you out. I think with Saddam Hussein, they said, He called all the people like to in a convention. He's got up and spoke, and then he had some people kill all of his best friends, all the people that were close to him. He just said, shoot them. And then he said to the assembly, those were the people that I really cared about. What do you think I'll do to you? And they all, Saddam Hussein is the greatest, he's the greatest, he's the greatest. And he took over that country with that act. See, I wouldn't, he'd have shot everybody and everything would have been cool. I would have been like, oh, wait, we worship you, Saddam Hussein. And at the first opportunity, I would have just shot him. I'd have killed him. But Kevin, they would have killed. No, they wouldn't. They would not kill me, because the people who were content to do his bidding, once somebody takes him out, it's done. Think of this metaphorically, people. Once somebody takes out leftism, it's done. Once there's no longer a fear of this dictatorial person. Now, I get it. Well, Kevin, if you kill Saddam Hussein, you become a dictator. Well, don't get me to do it. Look, I'm like Maximus. And the Caesar says, well, you go lead Rome. And he says, I'm going home to my wife and kids and my farm in Spain. And he's like, that's the reason why you must lead. You don't want to lead. I don't want to take out Capone. But if nobody else will do it, I'll do it. It isn't that big of a deal. I don't even think, Kevin, you're so heartless to me. I told you I'm weird. I told you I'm weird. I'm weird like that. I'm not going to live in fear. That's how weird I am. I want you to think about the weirdness of a person saying, I'm going to live as a free man. You know the saying, a coward dies a thousand deaths? Think about the people who are around Saddam Hussein. Think about the people who are around Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff. They live in fear, abject fear, that leader is going to do something to them and they won't take them out. I'm not talking about killing them, by the way. I'm saying undercover video. Somebody's got dirt and knows what's going on with every single person here. And you got to ask yourself, why aren't they doing something? It is because they live in fear. They have no resolve. They're not weird like me. If Adam Schiff was doing what I know him to be doing, I would have told on that clown years ago. People are trying to do it on Cuomo. Somebody's trying to take him down. Good. Reward those leftists who have said, you know what? We're going to take him down. I don't know who they're going to be right now. Project Veritas is the only one doing our job on that regard, but we got to figure it out. Maybe we should all get a little weird, huh? Anyway, we got a ton to talk about, folks. Keep it here. Glad you're with me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you know how many conservatives are afraid or concerned about being kicked off of Facebook or Twitter? I got kicked off Twitter, by the way, just the other day because I dare challenge Jack about the New York Times article that said Sicknick had been killed by fire extinguisher wielding Trump supporters who put his lights out and then pepper sprayed him with bear spray, and it turned out he died of natural causes related to a stroke. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So I dare challenge Jack, and what did he do? He shut the brother down. He lynched me on Twitter. I'm gone. Nobody's going to miss me on Twitter. Loud voice is afraid of being silenced. Ooh, I don't know. Kevin, I don't want to say that on Twitter. I don't want to say that on Facebook. I don't want to say that on social media because I could get banned. I was shadow banned for years, and rightfully so. Because, you know, let me do a little bit of bragging about the team. We know what we're doing. We make sense. The reason why you listen to me, and you got plenty to do. You do. I'm going to tell you right now, I know some of the folks that listen to me, they are amazing people. I've worked with them. I've played with them. I know. I don't mean like in that, you know, show me your doll where he touched you kind of way. But I'm saying we've broken bread together. We've spent time together. I know some of you, many of you. You are brilliant people. You're here for a reason. You're here to mine my mind. You're going, Kevin, you say things that I, you know, concepts I don't come up with. And I'm not bragging about it. You guys do amazing things. Why do you think I was hanging out with you? I come here to spend time with you. You send me notes. I learn from you all the time. But we spend time together, and I know you're brilliant. And the reason why they don't want us to be heard is because we make sense. We could cut through the nonsense very easily. I'm proud that I was shadow banned. Kevin, man, when so-and-so tweets, I won't say these people's names, but there, people just, woohoo, they get all kinds of 40,000 retweets and all that. I would get 12. You know why? Because what I say is more relevant. I know it seems opposite, right? Kevin, you only got 12 and so-and-so got 40,000 retweets. Yeah, but look at what they tweeted. Look at what I tweeted. I'm not in a contest with anybody, by the way. I don't care. I'm just telling you that I'm proud that they had to shadow ban me. I'm proud that Facebook would not let me grow to the millions I could have. I got to 600,000, and then they said, you know what? We got to get rid of this guy. He really knows how to cut to the core. Yep. Now let me ask you this. How many threats are there looming over you right now? Have you done taken an inventory of the number of threats? For example, are you worried about being forced at some point to get the Wu Flu vaccine? Are you worried about having to have a Wu Flu shot in order to travel freely, like a passport? I remember thinking when I lived in China, this is what, you know, they do here in China and communist countries. Everything is tracked. I mean, cameras are, they know everywhere you go. If you go to Beijing, there is nothing you can do in that city that they don't track you. Except maybe go to the bathroom, and I wouldn't even trust that. And now, it may come here. I remember thinking, whew, thank goodness, America, that would never happen. How naive was I? You worried about that? You worried about getting that vaccine? I'm going to talk about that because you don't have to get it. You shouldn't worry about it because you'll be able to sue over it. And I will legitimately sue when that happens. In fact, we're already talking to our legal team about they were forcing some mentally handicapped people to get the shot. And these people are fighting. They don't want it. Shouldn't be doing it. But let's move on. Wu Flu is just one thing. You know, that's just one aspect, the thing looming over your head going, I don't know, you may never be able to travel again, go here, do that, go get a job. What about the sexualization of your children? You worried about that? I got to tell you, in growing up, it was, I don't want to say super rare, but it was rare to hear about children being molested and sex trafficking and things like this. I'm sure it was happening. But today, it's routine. They teach it in schools now, sexualization of kids, LGBT, transsexual, you know, reading hours and stuff like that. You worried about that? Here's another one. How many of you work at jobs where they force you into woke training? You got to now understand all the issues related to black folks and the LGBT community and women and so on. I could go on. Praise, brother, preach. How many of you won't speak about your true feelings on social media? I'm talking about your page. Yeah, I was watching this series about Trump the other day. It was really good. Would you put that on your page? How many of you are afraid to even bring it up, talk about it at Thanksgiving? Or you say things like, yeah, well, you know, I got a sister that doesn't think like me, and she's always telling me about her stuff, but I just prefer not to get into the argument. If you want to believe that's the case, fine, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's just because you're a cop-out. I don't mean to get after you, but It is. You just don't want to confront. Well, your sister confronts, your brother confronts. You know exactly how they feel about everything. They come up and they tell you to your face. But you're worried. You're worried. Yeah. Well, I tell you, that's why I'm weird. I said it earlier in the broadcast. I'm weird because I don't give a crap about your feelings. If we're going to have a conversation about politics, you, okay, I'm going to listen to you. You ready for mine? Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, I'm going to be putting knots upside your head because I'm not going to let you get away with your talking points and your BS. I'm going to take out Al Capone. I'm going to take out Saddam Hussein. I'm going to take out the leader. You want to come up and confront me and try to make me look stupid? Fine. Boom. We're going to fight back. I'm firing back. It was revealed that from Lisa Christensen, an alternate juror in the case of George Floyd, that she didn't want the riots to occur. She says, I did not want to go through rioting and destruction again. I was concerned about people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict. Terrorism is what dictated what these jurors decided to do. Not the case. Not the facts of the case. None of it. Just terrorism. I don't want this to happen to me. See, we had an opportunity to take out Al Capone, to take out Saddam Hussein, but they passed. If this keeps up, get used to it. Saddam Hussein, that mentality is already among us with leftists. They want you scared. Scared of losing your livelihood, scared of losing your liberty, whatever. They will take it away from you. Unless you capitulate, and then they'll still take it away from you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Minnesota say one person is in custody following a report of shots fired at a school just outside of Minneapolis. Plymouth Police Chief Frederick Fadden saying the incident at Plymouth Middle School began shortly after school started.
Our officers heard what they
recognizes gunshots within the building.
Bannon says no one was injured and they're not seeking any other suspects. The Supreme Court is agreeing to review a New York law that limits carrying concealed firearms outside the home, potentially loosening gun laws nationwide in the first major Second Amendment case since 2010. The case involves an appeal by two New York gun owners regarding a lower court's ruling throwing out their challenge to restrictions on concealed handguns outside the home. The case will be taken up this fall. USA Radio News. As the country continues to return to some normalcy, the CDC is continuing to issue new guidelines.
The CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations released on Saturday say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. They're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is expected to announce his $1.9 trillion American Families Plan during his address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The funding plan is expected to include $225 billion to subsidize child care, $200 billion for free pre-K, and $225 billion to establish 12-week national paid family and medical leave. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, this is rough. So I got to notice that 7,157 people got the Wu flu shot, and of that number, 88 died. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That is 1.23% of the people who got the vaccine to keep them from getting Wu flu died. That's higher than the death rate of Wu flu. Are you paying attention to me, people? I just feel like I want to shake you. Shaken conservative syndrome. Is that a thing? Should be, hey, our store is about to be up, man. We got some funny stuff, especially for Mother's Day. We have one of the funniest Mother's Day shirts that you can imagine. And we have a shirt you should get for one of your leftist friends that'll be coming up. We'll talk about them. They're funny. They really are. But you know this. This is maybe poetic justice in the time of Wu flu insanity. But the states who remain locked down experience the highest Wu flu numbers. Yeah, I'm not surprised by this, and I bet you many of you are not either. Because this scamdemic can't last forever, despite attempts by leftists to use it for the Great Reset. It is going to end, because Americans are going to get it. People around the world are getting it, too. I talked about this the other day, maybe a week ago. All the places where they're rioting, saying, we're done with lockdowns. You can forget it. We're going back to work. I don't know about the underground community, but I wouldn't even go underground. Why go underground? Just run your business. Do like these people that own gyms. They're like, come in. We'll let you come in. Can't arrest everybody. I applaud these people. These are the people that are like me. They are not going to let Saddam Hussein, you know, just get away with it. They're the people that say, psh, I'll act. I recognize them. We have a look about ourselves where we go, I'll act. Quick aside, so I get a note from my buddy Andy, my regional manager for Teledyne. He says, Kev, you give me the big head because you talk about me on the show. But I talk about him. I talked about Sheila, one of my friends. She passed away, unfortunately, one of my schoolmates who would call the show, talk, you know, give me feedback. Tommy, many others. I tell you, I have a lot of friends that listen to the program. And, you know, Andy, the reason why I even bring up these folks is, first of all, it keeps me honest because they do listen to the program. And I often wonder if they thought, I'll be listening to Kevin on the radio one day or something like that. It's a curiosity. Andy, send me a note. I'm curious. I had a buddy of mine. I ran into him. I was a tech, an engineering tech working for Texas Instruments at the time. And I ran into a guy that was – he was another tech, an older tech. Name is Olin. And I was just a co-op. I was going to college, and I ran into him. And I don't even remember the circumstances, but I remember him seeing me, and he was like, "Hey, Olin." He's like, "Hey." And we were just chit-chatting, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, doing this, that." And I don't remember whether I had been on – I was on Fox at the time. I honestly don't. But, you know, I've had a decent life. But he – I remember him saying, "Kevin," he goes, "we used to say to ourselves, that kid's going to do something big." And I went, "Really?" He goes, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Walter," and I remember Walter Ford was one of the engineers that worked with me. Can't remember the other guy, but he goes, "Yeah, Walter and I, we would all of us would sit around and say, that kid is going to do some really big things." And I was always – I was flattered to know that. I never thought about it. I wasn't trying to impress him. But I am curious for the people that know me. What did you think? Because, you know, you have your ideas about people, but I didn't speculate on, like, I wonder what so-and-so is going to be doing 10 years from now. Or if they're going to go on to do something. I just took them at what they were doing was what they were doing. Maybe it's just the fickle nature of my personality that they went, he ain't going to stay in engineering, or he's not going to stay in sales or whatever. But I am curious. Anyway, back to these WooFoo numbers. So this scamdemic is going on, of course, and the states that are locking down because they wanted to teach Trump a lesson, and they did the coup. And then they're teaching us a lesson, the conservatives, the money makers, the capitalists, penalizing us. Because, you know, the people that are going to make their money through crooked stuff, they're going to continue to make their money crookedly. But you, if you got a business, especially if it's brick and mortar, well, you're in trouble. But recall that Governor DeSantis, he led the way and he opened up Florida. And Georgia was right after that. And then, you know, other states. And then came Texas. Governor Abbott announced that he was going to end the state's mask mandate, let businesses function at 100% capacity. And the leftists went guano crazy. Governor Newsom, who's up for recall, he declared the move absolutely reckless. Joey Demento said it was Neanderthal thinking. But it didn't end with leftist politicos hell-bent on destroying the nation's economy. Vanity Fair ran an article with the title, "Republican Governors Celebrate COVID Anniversary with Bold Plan to Kill Another Half a Million People." Excuse me. Yep, that's the way Vanity Fair article read. They want to kill another 500,000 folks. But since Texas reopened, many other states started coming in and as this chorus of criticism began, reopening policies were again called reckless, sure to lead to unprecedented death. Georgia's policy was denounced as an experiment in human sacrifice. You think they're going to say this about the WooFoo vaccine when it keeps killing people? Do you think you're going to see the stories of the horror stories about these people that have palsy and all kinds of side effects? And we've talked about them on the program, rashes and stuff, things that are going to last a lifetime. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to Armageddon. Leftists were flatly wrong, just like they've been flatly wrong about everything else. As it turns out, many of the states with the worst growth in WooFoo cases and death counts locked down. But don't look for Dr. Fauci to explain this strange phenomena, because he's still calling for mass vaccinations, continued lockdowns, wearing of these dystopian masks, and sacrifice of your personal freedoms. Why? Because he said so. Well, the WHO and the CDC says, and they are recommending, well, you know what? They're just as stupid as you. I love when people try to push it off. Well, it's not me. It's the CDC. Well, who? Aren't you the smartest guy in the room? It's unbelievable that we play these stupid games with these people. Fauci is stupid. I would debate this clown in a New York minute. No, faster than that. I would debate him. I would hand that little fraud. I would destroy. If you think Jim Jordan got to him, I would have that little dude a puddle of pus when I was done with him. Sacrificing freedoms for what, man? Anyway, they have a map of these things. And guess what? Michigan, who's been mostly locked down, almost double any other state. Next is New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Maine, New York. Florida's way down the list. Texas, way down the list. Georgia, way down the list. All the places that have opened up. The level of COVID infections is a fraction of what it is in Michigan, where this Gestapo Hitlerian leader, and I use my finger quotes, Governor Whitmer, has locked that state down. Same is true of New York. And oh, by the way, the number of people dying, it's less than the number of people who get this stupid shot. I gave you the Wu flu vaccine numbers. It's less. Let me tell you what they want to do. They want to get as many people the shot. I said this the other day. They want to get as many people the shot as they can. So when these states start to get better and this thing is going away, they can say, oh, it was a shot. They won't credit herd immunity. They will not credit what really happened. The majority of the people in this country have already had this disease. I'm convinced of that. You think they care? You think they want to give you the real truth about that? I told you my son, he got it. His buddies, all his friends have had it. They won't test these kids and tell you, oh, you know what? The school, 80% of these kids had it because they want to keep locking them down. They want you to keep thinking there's a boogeyman out there. That's what Saddam Hussein would do. That's what all these, what? Call them whatever you want. That's what they want, is you to be in fear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
True story. I went by a Wu Flu vaccination center. It said, free vaccine, free COVID-19 vaccines here. Both sides, two sides of the street. You know, in other words, perpendicular to each other. So either way, you couldn't miss the sign. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Who are you listening to? TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. I go by these mostly by accident. I don't know where they are. At CVS, free Wu Flu vaccine. I'm going to go ask the pharmacist how many people are getting it. I'm going to. But anyway, I go by this one facility. It prime time. Cars, you know, going up and down the street. It's not like it's a ghost town. It's on a major thoroughfare in Chandler, Arizona. There is not a single car in the parking lot. It was open. It was open. Not a car. They want you to believe that this thing is, people are coming to get this shot. Everybody wants it. If you get it, everything's going to go back to normal. And a host of other things. They want you to feel as though this crisis is real. And you better respond. 844-551-8255. So you're going to see a lot of stories cropping up, as I mentioned before. Mask getting confiscated, like that mask is really helping. Like the mask keeps you from spitting directly on people because you do release stuff like that in your, you know, when you're having a conversation. Even, I mean, it doesn't matter how non-spittle your talk is, you're pushing out condensation. But if you think that mask is keeping you from getting sick, it isn't. It keeps it from directly hitting you, but you're still breathing the same air. And they go, stay 6 feet away. Let me ask you, how often do you talk to somebody in spitting distance? Not very often. You want to know why? Because your body has this invisible radar or sonar or some R that makes you stay a certain distance away from people. And if they are spitters, you know what you do? You back farther away. And you know who they are because they're usually people you know. And rarely, I mean, you do engage with strangers, but, you know, you'll talk to somebody, and if they're a spitter, you kind of back away or you move away. If they cough, you move away. You do it naturally. What government wants you to believe, they know what the secret formula is. It's 6 feet. Oh, but it's only 3 feet now in schools. Because with kids, well, I don't know, they don't spit as much or they don't have as much condensation. You should hear the nonsense of the left and their, quote, science. I think we have a clip of Kerry. We're not going to play it now, but he says we have to rid the air of CO2. This guy doesn't realize that the atmosphere is 0.3% CO2, the air that we breathe. And if you were to get rid of it, we would die. He doesn't even understand this. Inasmuch as they don't understand that if you get rid of fossil fuel, if all we go to is green energy, you're going to be black. You're going to have blackouts because you have to have a grid that's up. They don't understand the science of the science they speak. See, that's when you know you're speaking to people from the planet Morania. Anyway, listen to this clip of these guys. This is Biden's former COVID guy, and he wants to be the next Fauci. He wants to be the next Fauci. So he's positioning so that people will bring him back. He wants to be listened to, and he's on MSNBC. And here's what he has to say about the vaccine and next generations of it, etc., because it is full-blown crisis.
Because in New York City, vaccination centers are now open to walk-ins. And as we just heard, demand is slowing in places like Florida. Where are we in the life of this pandemic? Are we at a tipping point yet where everybody who wants to have a vaccine, they will or be able to get one soon if they haven't already?
Well, first of all, everyone can get a vaccine right now, and that's an important point to note. The problem is many people are not getting the vaccine. And part of it's the perception that, in fact, the pandemic is kind of over. We're seeing this lull in cases. Don't forget, we've been here three times in the past year. After seeing big increases in cases, we see a lull that lasts for several months, and then it's back again. And as I just noted a moment ago, we have at least 22 states that have lower immunization levels than Michigan, where we've already seen a crisis. Today we have 70 children seriously ill hospitalized in Michigan with this virus. So what we've got to keep emphasizing is it's not over. Number two is the vaccines are very safe. Even the J&J vaccine is in the setup pieces here, clearly emphasized that the risk of a bad thing happening to you is much higher getting the disease than it is getting the vaccine. So we really need a full court press here to continue to keep getting people vaccinated, or we will be back to seeing more states like Michigan happen throughout the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That is the biggest crock of crap that I've heard since Fauci's last biggest crock of crap. That is just a crock of excrement. Boy, where do you start here? The guy says New York City vaccination centers are available to walk-ins. What he's telling you is it's all there now. There's no excuses. It's all over. I just told you guys. I can't tell you the number of places that you drive by. It's at Walgreens, CVS. Come get it. It's free, they say. Come get it. He says the demand for these, the announcer said, the host said, the demand for the vaccination seems to be slowing in Florida because he wants to pick on DeSantis. It's slowing in Florida. And then he says, are we at a tipping point? And the guy says this, everybody should get the vaccine. It's important. It's an important point to note. Many people are not getting the vaccine. Now, he said that. This is Biden's former CDC, vaccine czar, whatever you want to call it. And he says people are not getting it. Now, I want you to just juxtapose that with the idea that everybody is getting it. 75 million Americans have gotten it, right? There are 330 million Americans. So do the math. Almost a quarter, say 20%, just to be on the easy side of this math. 20% have gotten it. And it's growing. It's everywhere. I'm going to tell you something. That is the biggest lie. Before I get to the numbers, let me just finish saying what he's saying, because we may have to go into the next hour on this. But he says the pandemic is not over. He says we've been here three times where there was a lull and then the numbers changed. Well, let me tell you what that was, because you already know you've been listening to the program and you're bright people out there. The three times that they're talking about are the three times that they jacked with the numbers. There is no way we've had three times the surge. Anybody with a brain knows that they did nothing but manipulate numbers so they could essentially social engineer the destruction of the middle class. And they were almost successful at it. So he says 22 states have lower immunization levels than Michigan. Well, let me tell you what. Those 22 states are all doing better than Michigan. He didn't talk about the states like Texas and Florida and other places that are actually doing better than Michigan, and they're wide open. South Dakota, not exactly the best petri dish, given how far people are apart and it's not that very populated. And of course, he's not going to mention Christie Nome. But then I love this part. 70 children have been hospitalized with the virus. In Michigan. Okay, how many of them were hospitalized with other things? How many children in Michigan do you think are hospitalized with other things unrelated to the virus that have the potential to kill them? I don't know how many children there are in Michigan, but if 70 children are impacted out of all the kids, not a crisis. You notice he didn't tell you how many of them died. He said they were hospitalized. See, they play on this thing. These children were hospitalized. How do you let children go get hospital? Well, hey, here's a memo. Pay attention, people. Hospitals are for people to be hospitalized. If you get sick, you might have to be hospitalized. Have you yourself been hospitalized? Well, if you're listening to the program, you survived it. So he doesn't tell you how many kids are dead, and then he says the vaccines are safe. J&J even says, even the J&J vaccine that's killing people that you've been hearing about, it's safe. Don't you worry. You can get this vaccination. He says, the final point, this shot is not worse than the disease. I beg to differ, and I've already given you the stats.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.